Uzbekistan continues to send conflicting messages to Christians. Mozambique is still working through floodwaters, and a new blog takes the message of purpose to the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Churches in Uzbekistan live in uncertainty. Recently, two pastors were charged with violating a religious law, while another pastor was released. Uzbekistan claims to have religious freedom, but government activity seems to tell a different story. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says,
"The Uzbek government tends to send conflicting messages. On one hand, they're arresting some people, and on the other hand, they release others. It just keeps the church there in a state of turmoil and uncertainty. And that's, in a sense, I think, what they want."
Worship is often held outside the city since Protestant activity is illegal in the area. Penner says,
"Registration is extremely hard. Congregations are officially required to register, but nonetheless, even when they do, they are often harassed, and registration is frequently refused or delayed. And so many churches finally go ahead and worship anyhow."
In Mozambique, relief efforts continue. The floodwaters that displaced 165,000 people last week are receding. But World Vision reports that lower waters mean both boats and cars are now unable to reach emergency camps. Many have little or no food, water, or shelter. World Vision is supplying some of these items, but more help is needed. Pray that the needed items will be available to those who are displaced and that relief workers won't grow weary. You're listening to Mission Network News. Partners International's church planter among the Lampung recently hosted a follow-up gathering for ministry contacts in the rural part of Indonesia. During a time of sharing, one recently baptized new believer shared his newfound faith with his fellow villagers. His testimony encouraged others to consider making a commitment to Christ. Pray for him, as it's clear that he has a great evangelistic desire for his people. Partners International seeks to train and disciple more just like him. Next, a fire nearly destroyed Wind FM in Mongolia in 2003, but the Ministry of Far East Broadcasting Company continues. Director of FEBC Mongolia, Batuv Shinsengal, says that Christianity has grown dramatically since the fall of communism.
"From only known four believers back in 1999, the church has grown into about 40,000, so that's about 10,000 fold in the last 16 years. And basically, our goal by the year of 2020 is to make 10% of our population disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ."
Families are turning to Christ as pastors go on the air to answer listeners' important questions. Lack of trained Christian professionals and funding prevents Wind FM from growing. Tuv Shinsengal says that they have ambitious goals.
"There are about 6 million Mongolians that are living in China, and we as the Church of Mongolia feel that is our immediate responsibility to take the gospel to these people as well. And so either through radio or either through internet radio, we would like to reach these people also."
Go to our website to support FEBC Mongolia. And a blog is sort of a weblog. It's generally defined as a journal or newsletter that's frequently updated and intended for the general public. Purpose Driven Network's news director, Mark Kelly, says they've taken the plunge and launched their own.
"The technology has evolved around to where blog sites are the best way to communicate through the internet. We experimented with a blog back in the summer when Pastor Rick traveled overseas and have tweaked our strategy a little bit, and having a blog out there is going to be a really good way to help share information about some of the new initiatives."
Kelly says there's a deeper purpose for providing so much information.
"The burden of our hearts is the need to plant churches, because spiritual emptiness is the most serious problem the world faces today. Everything we do is geared one way or another to helping God's people fulfill the purposes that God has for them, one of which is sharing salvation in Jesus Christ."
For details, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.